episode of Conversation is supported by the generous donations of Klaus Schwab. You can support us too at truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link. truthmeets.com. Click on the donate link.
Good evening, good day, welcome to wherever you are on this on the earth. This is Bong the Stations, episode number 22 on Sunday. My Sunday's the 12th, Dave's probably the 11th still.
Yep, the 11th on my side still.
11th on your side, yeah. So welcome to everyone, and we'll be discussing some stuff here with the fires in LA and a few other things that Dave's got in his incredible mind. So welcome, Dave. How are you, man?
Doing well, thank you, Rick. Cheers.
Excellent.
Yeah. So I was wanting to kind of just cut to the chase of what the whole idea of these fires is all about, and that's the UN Biodiversity Treaty, the idea of the Wildlands Project, the man in the biosphere. This goes back to the Rio de Janeiro type agreements. And then in different signs. And it also goes into what's called wild ways. And wild ways are areas that the so-called wildlife can move from place to place without interacting with man. And so there's certain areas which have already been pre-designed or pre-designated to be rewilded. And, and we'll get to one, towards the end, which was the original MASH set, when I tell you about something, but that's an area that's been rewilded, and I wanted to start with the current big story, because we were talking about fires in the last show, and then of course you have the LA fire that in Los Angeles, or the City of Angels. So the City of Angels is on fire. The idea is that within Los Angeles, as an anagram, eight letters is gasoline, with L-E-N-E, which is an original spelling of that word in. Yeah. And if you wanted to, and if you add an S and make it a nine letter, you have gasolines. The idea of the S is the added 19, right? Because it's the 19, the S. What makes that interesting, and here's why that's a connection, is because if you take Los Angeles in simple gematria, it's 109 or 19, the metonic cycle. So I'm going to actually get to this one first, and we'll come back to it. But if you then go all the way back to October 9th, 1982, the fire that went through Malibu Creek State Park, which took out the MASH set and the Planet of the Apes set and some other ones, which are now all rewilded, by the way. All that area
is it?
And it's all rewilded. I'll put some photos of before and after.
Can mankind, are we allowed to go on that land now? Is it
deemed?
Oh, you can't. Okay.
Oh yeah. There's different aspects to the so-called Wildlands Project. There's certain areas where you're not going to go whatsoever. There's certain areas they're called limited use, meaning that there's going to be a guard shack. You're going to have rules and regulations. You're going to have trails, and you're going to have do's and don'ts, that type of thing.
Yeah.
And then with that, so in 19, so the October 9th, that's again, that's a 19 number. So you see how you can go all the way back through this at 19, 19, 19. And then guess what? 109 or 19 is also the same idea, as succubus, or the idea of an idea that is pulling your attention, or it's taking the truth from you and it's replacing it with a false or a fallen idea. It's like the crossroads idea, the kiss of the succubus, the jumping into the very quickly the Robert Johnson crossroads idea we were talking about earlier.
Yeah. Yep. The man who allegedly had a deal with the devil on the crossroads.
Yeah. Yeah. And what I wanted to kind of bring that up was because the CW, which is a channel in the United States, has a show called Supernatural, and they had an episode on that tour. They redid it, or they had a play about it. And it was a succubus, or a female who kisses him, which gives him the power. So you can see how that idea just flows straight through. Yeah. So then I was looking at different ideas whenever they put out these stories. You can watch the so-called news, and you're going to see that there's a so-called event happening. But then what the actual audience is being presented is bickering of so-called city officials and government people and X, Y, and Z. And they're all doing this at the time that this event is still happening. So then logically you have to say, if any of those people had anything to actually do with the actual, you know, working on the fire or the reaction to it, they wouldn't be bickering, about nonsense.
It's a serious business.
Yeah. So it's like, and then also, it's not serious when people have time to deal with that type of stuff. Yeah. Because if there was something really happening, they wouldn't have time for the nonsense. All that stuff would have to wait. So then what I wanted to do is take a look at, the second aspect of this whole story, which is the Santa Ana winds and how the Santa Ana winds, anytime you see the smoke that's being blown back over the ocean, that means the wind's coming from the desert or downhill, or the idea, and that the Santa Ana is quite literally in gematria is 85, all right, which is 13 or 4, but that's also the same as the devil, literally. It's also,
and I do
the same,
believe they're actually called the devil's winds, aren't they?
They sure are. Well, because it's called the devil's winds, and check this out. This is a very simple way to tell that most people don't pay attention. This is even those in the so-called news media, or those who are reporting, those who are supposed to remember these things. One of the first news reports you'll get from a Santa Ana wind day is that they'll say, oh, unusual winds or unusual waves out at Avalon, which is the Channel Islands. It's Catalina. You might have heard of Catalina? Okay, yeah. So the only time they're going to get waves is during Santa Ana winds, period. But they always get waves then. So it's not unusual. It's expected, actually. So anytime you have Santa Ana winds, expect to have waves on Catalina, at least on the Avalon side. Now, Avalon is the idea of where King Arthur goes when he, at the end, you know, stage left, goes to Avalon.
It certainly does. That's very old. Yeah.
Yeah. So the idea of Avalon, or the idea of Avalon being, having waves or waves going into Avalon, then is the idea of, the gates, the idea of gates being pushed. Or that idea. Now, that's the whole thing about this, the Santa Ana winds and the devil's winds. The idea of 85. It's 85 is also not only the devil, but it's also Matrix. So it's actually not only the idea of the devil or evil, which is de evil. You know, I see de evil. You also have the idea of blackout, which is the same. And here's another thing about fires, and if you go to the LA city webcam, you can bring it up. Bright lights, big city, cars flying, nothing stops. Everything's still, anywhere where there's actual a place where, let's say, if an area of town's going to have a fire come through, the power, you cut the power, you do all that stuff first. All the power goes down. You cut it all, because then you don't have to worry about the sparks from the wires or anything else. See, this is all basic. But what happens is now in the modern day, people want the disaster without the inconvenience, right? So they get their disaster on TV, but they get to watch it on TV because they have power. They're not actually out in the so-called disaster. Now, back in, I told you about when we went back to the MASH fire, which is kind of just an echo of the same thing. It's an early version when they rewilded that one aspect of the same area. These are all kind of connected areas. Now, these are all, they're just not connecting them now. Back then, I was in my jeans jacket, and I had a patch on one sleeve that said "Dude in the Dirt," which because I used to ride motorcycles, and then I was up on the roof with a bandana on my head. I was looking for ashes that were flying around, because it looks like it's snowing when you're that close to a fire.
Oh yeah, yeah. I live in a bushfire zone, yeah. So I know all about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So it was coming down the Lady Face Mountain, which is right outside of Gora, where I was staying, and I'm up on the roof, and my dad says, "Hey, if you see any ashes, just sprinkle them. That's all that's all you got to worry about." And check this out: nobody at that they had that thing controlled to where it came down to a certain point and freaking stopped. Done. It was done. And so I was thinking, why are these? Because if these guys, whenever you watch somebody fighting a fire and they start going into the main blaze and they start hitting it with cold water, that sends up all those sparks. So that it's, are they actually fighting it or spreading it?
Yeah, exactly.
Because you set up fire boundaries. You do other, there's other ways to stop it. So a lot of what I'm seeing is actually, it looks like to the person watching that they're fighting it, but they're actually spreading it. They're out there doing a job to actually make it worse.
That's right. Well, if you've got gutters that have got old stuff in it, and there's ash lands in it and goes into your gutter and straight into your roof frame, you know, that's incredibly dangerous.
Yeah, so you got to, I mean, that's all, and shit happens. And guess what? A house is not a man. A house is not a woman. A house is not a child. It's a piece of property. And so then you have all these, you have these different, and here's another thing I've noticed is the amount of actors who are being put out in front, especially like the Mel Gibson character. Now, if you go into the Mel Gibson character, what some of the first things you think about is the Passion of the Christ. So now all of a sudden you got this. You also have Apocalypto.
Yeah.
Remember? So you have this whole idea.
Not a bad movie either.
Yeah. So then you have, so then these characters are actually have been put in, and presented to you as
they're being cast.
They're being cast in front of you. So I was thinking, I was looking at the Los Angeles, and Los Angeles has a black female mayor, and I was thinking, where else? Because I was looking at all the different news stories and kind of how they all work together, and I was noticing that Bush tapped Obama character on this is at the during the Jimmy Carter thing.
Yeah,
he
just passed away.
He bumps him on the chest and he sits down. All right.
Yeah.
That's interesting because Obama's from Chicago. All right. Now, what's interesting about Chicago is there was a fire in Chicago in 1871, supposedly. All right.
Mother O'Leary's cow.
Yeah. So what's interesting about the Great Chicago Fire is that they then had to get timber from somewhere. And where they got timber from was a place called Blytheville, Arkansas. Ark. All right?
Arkansas, but, yeah.
Ark. So you have the Ark, you have the Arkansas. Yeah, and also in 2023, you have the first female black mayor of that town. So then that's your connection I'm going to make, and I'm going to kind of bring it all together, because also with Santa, with just the idea of Santa Ana, all right, which is 85, and I told you it's the devil in Matrix and Blackout, Boston. It's also Real Madrid, and it's also the big one. Now, the big one was a big thing in L.A. during the when I was a youth. The big one was the stop, drop, and roll ideas. Like, oh, there are not stop, drop, and roll. Get under the desk. The idea that, you know, there's going to be a big old earthquake. Now, the real Madrid, the Madrid fault. If you're talking about the Madrid fault, that is an area where they're talking about a East Coast earthquake, which just so happens to be a lot of the area that needs to come under this UN biodiversity for the middle of the country.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. So then if you take a look at that, check this out. So if now Blytheville, it was founded by John and Charles Wesley. Now you'll know them from the Holy Club at Christ Church in Oxford.
Oh yeah, and Wesley Mission. We've got Wesley's big over here.
Oh yeah. So then this and it's also the idea of the type of so-called Christian the soup kitchen, the charity, etc. and so forth. So the connection then is that with the Santa Ana winds, and I'm looking for because they usually last, you know, from a day to 2 weeks. And then depending on this one, what I see it being shown across all this is this idea, because no matter what, whether it be a fire, whether it be an earthquake, whether it be a tornado, whether it be this, that, or the other things, they'll present you these neighborhoods where these different natural disasters conveniently, you know, stack the rubbish into a neat pile. And all the sidewalks are clean and all the streets are clean. You know, they're very nice and clean disasters. So it's like, people should look at that first. And it's like, does that actually look like that happened? I put up a picture earlier of a place, and I said, just look at the picture. That what they're telling you happened didn't happen there. It's just start looking for appliances, furniture. All that stuff's gone. You know, where'd it go? The fire just took it with it and then just left the house. It's some, and also like tornadoes and things like that. You'll have the same idea. There was the tornado stories that happen a lot here where they'll have an entire neighborhood and the different houses are just left in little piles.
Yeah.
I actually wrote a song called Piles back in the day, which is a tribute to this. Yeah, Piles. Oh, and what was the other song I wrote with? Lady in the Blue Fat Suit. Because it was in this area of, you know, Arkansas, Mississippi, that whole thing. So I was kind of giving it a little blues twang. But what's interesting,
you know, yeah. Also, but this, Santa Ana is also very heavy in the Satan anagram. Letters, isn't it? Yeah. Oh. So you can see where the devil's winds come through Santa Ana.
Well, if you have Santa Ana, well, Satan is in Santa. It's just an anagram.
Yeah.
But if it's connected to Ana, Ana is also associated with Maria or Mary. So it's like the idea of the mother goddess or the mother god. It's also the idea of anti-grace, all right? Because anti-grace. Mary is the idea. Yet anti-grace, the idea of being put upon or being tested, because okay. because grace is to be without test. Grace, you're given grace, meaning that you're allowed. Okay, what you did, whatever, being come on through. Now, if you're going to go against that, then you're going to have to work towards something. Right?
Yeah.
Is you're not given grace. Now, if you take Santa Ana winds, which they always say the Santa Ana winds, they add the winds at the end. The wind is the idea of course, the spirit who's brought in on the wind, or the spirit of the air is the God of this world is the spirit of the air, which is Satan or the devil.
Yeah.
Or the error or the lie or the false witness of death. Because the one thing nobody gets away with is the false witness of death. So if this world can get you to do it even one time, you lose. All right. So then Santa Ana wins 154 in simple gematria is 9, which is your idol number 9, but it's also the Antichrist. And here's the big one. This is where all the actors in their homes comes in. It's also ritual sacrifice. So these people are sacrificing literally trinkets and junk, houses and junk. That's what, and they're considering these sacrifice. They sacrifice this, that, and the other thing. Like, you know, somebody like Gibson, who, how many houses is he?
A lot of houses.
He's not missing it. He's not missing it. And 154 also equals this, an evil spirit. Now, remember, we talked about the idea of the evil spirit, or the idea of the fog, or what comes in on that fog.
Last week, yeah.
Right. Yeah, we sure did. And then guess what happens? Just so happens when the Santa Ana winds stop and they reverse, and you start to get wind coming back on, from the ocean back onshore, you get what's called the devil's fog, which is the antithesis to Santa Ana winds, is the devil's fog. And I'll tell you, when I used to go to Zuma on some of these mornings, where the devil's... Zuma is a beach right north of Malibu.
Z-U-M-A?
Yeah, Z-U-M-A, yep.
Okay, got it.
Yep, and then it's right north of Malibu. And you could hear... If you pull up, you'll be walking on the sand towards the water, and you'll hear the water, but you can't see it. And then you can almost, and in fact, you know how when the waves wash up and you get the wash and it recedes back. So you can get your feet wet and you still can't see the ocean. That's how thick this fog can get.
Well,
yeah, it's called the devil's fog. And the reason it's called
very coincidental. We did that show last week. Then,
yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. So so then you look at the idea of the devil's fog, and then that's what happens is people get caught in it because it comes in so quick. And then all along the Malibu side, the southern part of Zuma is very rocky. There's a lot of rocks there. If you go a little bit farther north past Zuma, there's another beach called Leo Carrillo. It's all a bunch of rocks, and what happens is they run aground on there because they can't see. So that's also kind of a story that happens. So you have the Santa Ana winds, and then you have the devil's fog. It's really just a back and a forth on that idea.
Fantastic. Good. Yeah. Very, very coincidental. Very coincidental.
Yeah. So I was looking at the, some different ideas we talked about with the Santa Ana equaling 85. And so what is the spirit and what's the next step? Instead of looking at, you know, some smoke in the hills that's already happening now, great. What's next? I saw the Real Madrid and the big one. And that's where I went to, you know, to find Blytheville, Arkansas. And then I was thinking, now then, if you look at who comes from that, around that area, you have some interesting characters. You have Elvis Presley, who was born in Tupelo, Mississippi, and he has a song, Burning Love, right? You have Johnny Cash, who's born in Kingsland, Arkansas. Ring of Fire, he sang Ring of Fire. Now, Ring of Fire is called the Pacific so-called Ring of Fire, which is...
That's right. That's New Zealand, Hawaii, California.
Yes. So then, that ties into the so-called earthquake type idea. Mm. And then you have Chuck Berry, who's from, St. Louis, Missouri. All of these are all states that touch the Madrid, and he sang Shake, Rattle, and Roll.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got this, yeah. Some very good clues in their songs.
Yeah, yeah. So there's a lot more, but just around that, because you have the different states that then touch. Oh, and I also wanted to say about those different characters. I was thinking, how then can I connect those characters to each other a little bit more than just the names of the song. And then I noticed that 5 months ago, there was a fire in California, because there's always fires in California. It was called the Nixon fire, Nixon. It just so happens that Elvis Presley and Cash both met with Nixon in the so then
and Presley gave him a gold-plated 45 handgun.
Yeah. And then what's his nuts? Cash was talking to him about prison reform. His claim to fame. I suppose.
Man who never ever went to prison, but he had a reputation that he went to prison.
Yeah. And in fact, he claimed to be, when they asked him, because he wrote some songs and people were saying, "Hey, is that from the you know, the Jewish, the Catholic, the blah?" He's like, "Don't put me with any other group of Christian." That's
very good.
And he's also the idea, but that's John Charles Wesley type of Christian.
Well, the two JCs there too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So then I was, and then also within, so then if you look then at those characters, if I look at Elvis, you know, just in the name, and then also I looked at his house. It said childhood house in Tupelo. I was like, well, that's not too bad, actually. I said, it's bigger than what I live in. Right? Because they're always trying to make these characters out to be these, you know, these poor, come up from nothing. Homeless. And I look at these childhood homes of these people, and they're like, that's bigger than what I got. So they're not doing too bad. Yeah. So then if you have Elvis in the name, you have not only evils or evil, but you also have lies. You have, and of course, remember, you also have vile.
Yeah,
you also have vice, the idea of vice. And of course, cash.
Cash.
Yeah. And then Cash had the unfortunate vice of addiction. All right. Then you also have veil in there. We talked about the veil. The veil is the fog. Yeah. And we talked about that,
They're going to go into a veil of smoke for the next God knows how long over there.
If the Santa Ana winds keep going, the city doesn't need to worry. The city's clear as a bell.
Okay.
Clear as a bell, because it's going to, Santa Ana winds force these, anything over the ocean. Okay. Now what happens is if that stops and then the smoke just starts to become stagnant and then you get the devil's fog, you're going to get nothing but smoky fog. Now, can you imagine that? That's going to taste great. Last long. I mean, this is just, but none of this is all predictable, because it happens every time. So
this is part of a normal cycle anyway, in California, and certainly where I live, the fires are part of your life, you know. But the media, my goodness gracious me, it's like it's never happened before.
And that's where people have to be smarter than their TV, and they actually have to tell people that, you know, this is what's going on. At what point did people decide that they were subject to what the television told them, and that they have no ability to know unless some official tells them something?
Tells them, yeah.
What happened to men? Where are the men at?
And where's your instinct?
Yeah.
You know,
so then, it's enough. Enough's enough with that, you know. So then I was looking at the idea of, and here's another thing. One of these characters put out a burning McDonald's and said, corporate, you know, blame corporations, blah, blah, blah. And of course, it's always a yin and a yang. They put something out ridiculous so that a lot of energy is expended by people saying, oh, that's ridiculous. I don't know. And they're, of course, they're wasting their time. And all the while, most are missing the point. Now, what's the point of the McDonald's burning being put out? Well, if you remember the Trump character,
oh, yeah.
was working
at McDonald's.
Was, He worked at McDonald's. Now, if you go back to 1996, I want to say, you have the Golden Arches theory of conflict prevention. There's the, it's called the Golden Arches doctrine. And it states that, and this is Thomas Friedman from the New York Times, one of those, one of the mouthpieces, one of the rabbis of the so-called smart people. He said that if you have no country will go to war if there's a McDonald's in it, meaning that all countries that have McDonald's will not go to war with each other. You'll notice then that a couple of years ago, before this, the hoax Ukraine thing, that McDonald's left Russia. Right.
Interesting. Yeah. That
and,
did.
Yeah. And that allowed the Golden Arches doctrine to be broken.
Well,
broke the Golden Arches. So, and so then that's an idea that was going back. And so this has been, these are all different ideas that have already been placed in front of you.
You've also got the orange-headed clown, which is, you know, we know who that represents.
Yes, absolutely. And then you have the idea of, with the Trump character at the McDonald's, but also in that he, on the plane, if you remember where they had that fake, him and three other people were all eating McDonald's. McDonald's is so it's not about the actual burger or fries. It's about the Golden Arches. Now, Golden Arches equals 111 or 3. And guess what? For the 7 fans, that's 3G7. But it also in English gematria, which is without being reduced, it's 666.
Right.
Yeah. And guess what? So if you have Golden Arches, which is 111, you know, what are they talking about? You know, from the one of our first episodes, it's Monsanto, but it's also illusion, which is the idea that if I get a camera close enough to a burning tree, I can tell you the whole neighborhood's on fire. You know, and then you have it's also vaccination, right? It's also image of Satan, which we already talked about, which is the idea of. Which is the image is the images of, or the images being presented to the population to consume. That's their McDonald's. All these hoax stories, but it's also Mark of the Beast. All right. And that's wow. In, and the last one on the 111 I found interesting, and it's doesn't change. It never changes. These are always constant. It's also computer.
The idea.
Yeah. So if you exactly, Rick. So if you had English 666 in simple, when you do the full reduction, it's 111. The idea of 3, or 3G ring. The idea of the bell ring, and or bell. You know, the Liberty Bell, bell. You know, offerings to bell. BEL. That idea. So the computer is the idea of the computer. If you notice, most so-called news nowadays is presented or it's created by, and it's obvious because there's just the amount of, just the way they're written and the wording is these articles are written by computers. They're just.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And that's, I don't know how long it's been going on, but you can see it now with just the code. You'd be able to spot it 100%.
Oh, yeah. So then, and I was looking at the, those are the different ideas I was looking at as far as the tie-ins with all the different characters over the past few weeks. So you have the black mare, female going, of course, and then that ties into Blytheville, Arkansas, which because of the Great Fire, Chicago ties into.
I also, when you say Blythe, I always remember Blythe Spirit, which is a big. Film in the 30s, so Spirit and Blythe ties in very much.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more about that.
Blythe Spirit was a fantastic movie from the... I think they remade it as Bell, Book and Candle in the 40s, maybe. But Blythe Spirit is about a guy who tries to contact the dead wife, and the dead wife comes back in. Very great movies. Stars a lot of famous people.
So like a seance type movie?
It is all full of seances, yeah. And it's, Blythe Spirit. So As soon as you said Blythe, spirit comes into my mind. So I just tie those words together. Yeah.
That's that's absolutely right. And then you have Blytheville or the Spiritville. And of course, the idea of the evil spirit, which we've already talked about, is in Santa Ana Winds.
Yeah.
And then we were talking about another Mississippi guy, and I think we talk about it at the beginning, the Robert Johnson character.
Yes, Crossroads. We did.
I was going to say, just to kind of to add, as part of his song, if you go to Hellbound, or what is it? It's Hellhound.
Hellhound
on my trail.
On my tail, yeah.
You can say, I can tell the wind is rising, the leaves trembling on the tree. Trembling on the tree, I can tell the wind is rising. So the wind he's talking about is the same one we're talking about.
Yeah, wow. That's fantastic. Yeah. I have to keep saying wow because I'm genuinely going, wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff, so, man.
Yeah. So then, he has like a couple other tunes too and here's another thing about that character. The reason I call him a character is because not only does the succubus character in the Crossroads come in, also the idea of a cyber attack, which is the same 109 is so just keep in mind the idea of cyber attack as well as the idea of an earthquake. And also that they kept saying that the different LA little towns look like atomic bombs went off.
They're gonna get that little one in.
Yeah, specifically. So then and here's my contention. My contention is that they can do these controlled demolitions and they can present to the audience the same destroyed buildings, and they can say they can say a fire did it, they can say an atomic bomb did it, they can say an earthquake did it.
Tornado.
And nobody would know the difference because most won't take the time to look at actually what's being presented and say, does that actually fit what's being told to me? Right.
Yeah.
And for the most part, it won't. So then also he's a founding member of the 27 Club. All right, because
he's literally the founding member. Yeah. You don't hear anyone behind him. Yeah, 27 years of age.
Yeah, so then that's what they claim, and they also claim, we didn't know him before. That right there is a clue because at 27 or 27, 7, 14, 5, the idea of senses, but also 9. And we talked about 9 because
you think he could have been an archetype, just an archetype.
Oh, absolutely.
Story. Yeah, okay, got you.
Oh yeah, of course. Well, the legend has to start somewhere.
That's right. And my God, that legend feeds right through, Led Zeppelin and all these bands, Eric Clapton, all that whole blues, White Man Blues. You know, they all cite. They all go Robert Johnson. Who do you get your stuff from? Robert Johnson.
Mm.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
And guess what? If you're influenced by a spirit, then you are that spirit.
That's right. You're following the archetype, for sure.
And what's interesting then is, so if that's 27 or 9, your 27 is your 9. Of course, Los Angeles. Remember, we're back to where we started, which is gasoline.
Incredible.
Yeah. And so it all works. It all works around back to the same thing again. You know. So I was gonna go. And I
the
told
city
you
of lost angels, and do you think that could tie in with the ancient biblical myth? You know, the angels cast to earth. You know, the lost angels.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Well, the city, the city of angels is it's I also want to say it's the city of angels as well. The idea of stories presented. The angles presented in movies, TV.
Well,
and
all that. Where Hollywood's based, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So then it's the story. It's the city of angles. So it's the city of direction as well. And just so you know this, a lot of these houses that are along the coast, and this is just kind of, gibberish talk, but in California, the beach is public. Meaning that nobody, even if you have a house on the beach, you don't own the beach. Anybody can walk there. Now, what's interesting about a lot of these houses, and you can even go back to some of the Rockford Files, because a lot of the Rockford Files will take place in some of these houses that are along the coast there. They were garbage then. And even when I used to go surfing down there, I'm like, these things were garbage then as well. When you live that close to the water, it's constant need of repair. And a lot of those were built before there was zoning, meaning that the only reason they're there is because they were built, before they were not zoned out. Meaning
they're
probably
not built. They're not built of bricks and mortar. A lot of them are
No, they're all built with old. Yeah, they're all built with wood.
Yeah.
Oh, so in fact. Oh, yeah. And if you go to the one Rockford, I want to say it's the one of the first ones where they go to one of the houses. You can look at it, and you can. It's all linoleum. it's just cheap junk, and it's one of the same houses that was used in one of the Charlie's Angels episodes. So just next time, if anyone's out there listening, if you watch some of these little shows, just instead of watching the character, just look around at the different places they're using, especially if in the Malibu area. Just look at how ridiculous and junky these places are. And what happens is once these places get taken down, torn down, they just won't get permitted to build anymore. Done. They'll put up a parking lot. They'll put up a parking lot before they do anything. Because like I tell people, they want you to go to the beach, not live at the beach. All right?
Yeah.
Go to the beach and go home. Don't stay. You know, and so that's why even in like San Diego, down at the San Diego, there's a lot of RV or parking spots. Not if you get to the city, of course, people live close to the water, but farther up, there's RV place where you can pull in and stay, but there's no permanent housing that close. You got to go a little bit more inland. So that's kind of the plan, and especially the Palisades areas, Pacific Palisades. That's the idea of the Pacific, or the idea of the Palisades, or the idea of the gates. So then that's another way of now if the Pacific Palisades get burnt down, boom, that means the gates get burnt down. That means it's the idea of the Golden Arches get burnt down. It's the idea of invasion. And the idea of invasion is also Santa Ana in a way, if you add the inn, because Santa Ana, the idea of the Mexican American War, Santa Ana is the idea, the invader.
Santa Ana was the
depending on which side of, depending on what side of the border you're on. Now, the inn, remember that, because you have to add an inn, because Santa Ana wins is one inn, but Santa Ana is A-N-N-A. Now, that inn added, it's not without purpose, because N is 14 or you're 77. All right.
Oh, yeah.
So then that brings in a lot of your border type of history bullshit, like, the Alamo, things like that. And if you ever, just like, star forts and things like that, if you go to, I went to the St. Augustine, in Florida, the star fort. And when you look at them on the internet, or you hear people talk about them, you're thinking, okay, these things are fantastic. You know, this, that, and the other. You get there. Well, they're very simply built.
Yeah.
But when you get there, they're like, this thing's too small to be useful for anything. It's actually a set piece. It's too small to be used for anything. Just like the Alamo, it's tiny. When you're actually looking at, you're going out the back, you go in the front and you go out the back thinking that was just like the lobby. And you're like, where's the rest? You're like, well, that was it.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? That was it.
That was a great myth, that story too, wasn't it? Daniel Boone and, or the Davy Crockett and Jim Bowie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you notice how those characters, they tie in the character from the East Coast and they drag those legends and characters to the West, like farther West each time. Okay. So Bowie and they make it all the way to the Alamo, and so that character now has been connected. So now people who are schooled in all these different areas are going to be given that common information, that common false bait. Or those false ideas. So then that's how these different legends are spread. And so you have this Santa Ana, and he's like the original idea of if you're an American, he's the evil wind, the invader who's coming, blah, blah, blah. But if you're from the other side, he was like the liberator, or the one who's trying to take back, you know, what was ours and X, Y, and
yeah,
Z.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Yeah. So it always depends on whose ox is being gored. And
yeah, exactly. To quote the Bible.
Yeah. Yeah. And then if you wanted some very peaceful hangouts, if you go to some of the missions on the El Camino Real, which go up and down the California there's different called Spanish missions. Some of those are some very peaceful places to hang out. Just because not a lot of people go there, visit them anymore, and I remember I want to say the Vertigo
is it not a tourist attraction still, you know, or is it, you know, that area?
Well, do you mean are there a lot of people going to them?
Well, the Alamo, the missions and.
Oh yeah, the Alamo. Well, that's a different story. But yeah, that's got plenty of people going to it. But you can only get so many of them in, you know. Like San Juan Capistrano is a very nice mission to hang out, and that was also used.
So those are built by the Spanish.
Pick whoever. Okay. Somebody built them.
Official.
They're there, but yeah, the story goes that it was actually like. Your Catholic, your missionaries,
yeah,
who would have, those would have been your missions, and they would have been, talking with the natives, you know, and converting and carrying on.
Oh, they're always there. They're always there wherever you look in the cycle of history. That the Catholic Church, those wherever there's a need to take over another country, those Catholics are always hanging about the right spot.
Well, that also kind of leads into when I was looking at, there's a Jewish idea, which is why these guys are everywhere, where they put their soul, they own the soul of their foot. So if let's say,
like,
for example,
like the moon mission, Dave.
Yeah.
I'm joking,
yeah.
But you know what I mean? You know, they're very important to get that footprint and that logo on that. Yeah.
Yeah. So if you look at the, what was I going to talk about? I was going to say about, there's 21 missions. That's your 777, by the way, your three. But it's just, it always works out. You know, I know people love that 7 code, but that's just the way it works out. And it was also, Hitchcock used them in some of his films. So they're just picturesque. They're nice places to hang out. But what happens is, just to get back to the idea of the Jewish putting the soul or the foot or the print, is that, let's say this, let's say that your God is the devil, which is their guy. And let's say that there was a flood, and let's say there was an ark, and let's say that the world is starting to be repopulated. All right. Now, if you have some inside information, and you know, because the water level doesn't just go down all at once, it goes down over time, which is why you see things like, say, Machu Picchu, which is sitting on top of a, where people say, why is it on top of that hill? You know, when, how'd they get up there? Well, because it wasn't that high when they built it. It became that high when the water kept dropping.
Right.
So then you have all these different ideas of that's why you have these places on top of what is seemingly, you know, a tall, you know, like a plateau for no reason. Well, there was a reason before, because there was water there. And as it recedes, they start to live lower and lower into the valleys. Now, if you, as a people, spiritually, know where these different lands are going to start to show themselves first, expose themselves first, you become the first one there. You put your footprint and you say, oh, we've always been here. Also, any pre-flood building, you know, from, you know, before the, is going to, of course, show itself if it's not buried in the mud, you know, as the water recedes, so all those, you're like, oh, that was our stuff before. So our people were here. So then they claim ownership. And that's why then across all these different countries, you have all these different older buildings, and especially the ones that are simply just pre-flood buildings. They get the flood, the water recedes over time. Some buildings, depends if they were positioned on solid ground, let's say granite, they're going to mostly be intact and just have to get dug out a bit. If they were on loose ground or whatever, they're just going to be completely gone. So not everywhere is going to be the same. But if you're in area of with bedrock close to the surface, then you're going to have some remnants of first world buildings, or you know, pre-flood. But those are the ones that people find now. It's just like I tell people, if you wanted to find out how this works, just take, you know, do your fishbowl and fill it with sand and put a little building in there and simulate fountains from the deep and from on top, and then let that water drain back down. Your little building or whatever is going to be under the sand.
Yeah, or at least the first couple of floors.
Yeah. And depending on how it's made, the top might have just got destroyed, right? So you might, so if you dig down, oh shoot, I found a wall, and bling, bing, bing. And so then that just goes to show you that there is an idea of this and that. So we talked about last week where you had the two destructions. You have the water, air, and the ark. That's your first flood. Now the second destruction, which is currently happening, is fire and earth. I told you last week the second destruction is going to be fire and earth.
It's basically the element.
Yeah, it's the elements. So it's pretty easy. That's what makes it nice. Is there, if you got four, so we got two out of the way before we were born, and now so they only left us two.
Say that last week. Premonition.
Yeah,
that you were 100% correct within 7 days, or probably 3 days after you said, 2 days after you said it, it happened.
Well, then that's why I'm thinking about this whole other thing, and just the idea that they keep pushing McDonald's, and they keep pushing, and they keep saying, the reason why McDonald's is, of course, just to make sure that in case somebody's listening, they forgot that ties in with Santa Ana 85. It equals the same gematria as Santa Ana. So McDonald's
English gematria. Yeah.
Simple. And then, so if you go back, and that also is the same as Real Madrid, and now Real Madrid has always been associated with the big one, or the idea of earthquake. And here's the thing about that, is that there doesn't even need to be an earthquake to have an earthquake reported. All there needs to be is some houses that have been destroyed, and they'll give you a picture of it and say that an earthquake did that.
Mm-hmm.
That's all that's going to be needed. So then, and then also Boston, just as a side thing, 85 is also Boston. And what's interesting about Boston is that they have a baseball team which deals. I wanted to call them the Boston, or are they the Red Sox? And then
the Celtics.
Yeah, that's a basketball team.
Sorry, I'm not reading the sport.
But then you have Chicago. It used to be called the White Sox. Now, so you have this whole idea of interconnection just by wordplay, you know?
Yeah.
And that's the idea of blackout. You know, so I'm just looking at different ideas of, because as these different ideas play out, I'm going to be aligning them to what I've already seen. So the fire things is already playing out. It's already playing out. So now looking forward to what's next, you have the idea of blackouts and the big one. And then almost you can pin it down to certain spots. Let's say in the idea of Arkansas, for example, just because of arc and the idea of you're looking for an arc, you had the water, air, and the arc before. Now where's your arc this time? You're going to have the fire land, fire earth, and Arkansas, or that's where the Blytheville, connection came in. And that's kind of where I put that together. So I was thinking, and those are all connected to kind of the real Madrid, or the new Madrid fault.
Interesting.
I was
Will Todd.
Yeah, well, McDonald's is that the other 85 thing is that there was a certain person, female, of course, because the female spirit is the idea of the succubus we talked about. Going back to the crossroads thing, but she was the one who put out this blaming McDonald's for the fires. Her name is Jayapal. All right. Now, Jayapal means victorious king, but it also means Lord Vishnu or Lord Brahma.
There you go. That's interesting.
Mm-hmm. So then that we've already talked about. So then you can see that this idea or these pronouncements are being made by these different characters, but their names go beyond just, this back and forth to today, to much bigger ideas that we've talked about in the past. And that one specifically, is the idea, I want to say that was one of the first shows we talked about, was when we were going into the different Hindu ideas.
We certainly did go over the Hindu thing in a lot of the shows, actually.
So I always like to keep an eye on, any name that's being used in the current hoax, to how it represents in the so-called, God figures of the Hindu, because that's the Indian rising idea. Now remember the serpent.
We also had Kamala Harris. And she was a McDonald's doing she claimed to have worked in McDonald's.
That's right.
Absolute liar. I'd love to see some tax receipts from her pay slips, because I've got the feeling that she never ever been near one of those places, let alone worked in one of those places. But she's tied in with the McDonald's thing, and that Kamala is, that's very much the Indian. There's a lot in her, and the name backwards is in that star of the Sirius. Is it Sirius constellation or one of the Orion? There's Harris, Kamala Harris backwards is in that star sign as well. Yeah.
I did want to make sure that I said, when I told you about the Black Sox scandal, that was the Chicago White Sox. It was called the Black Sox scandal because they cheated. Now, that was back in the so-called 1919. So now what's interesting about the Black Sox, so you have the black and the white. You have the black and the white, the Masonic black and the white. So then that's like an early idea of a hoax. But that's also the tie-in to the Chicago, or the so-called Chicago Fire, which ties into the first black mayor of Blytheville.
Gotcha. Yeah.
She went in. Yeah. She went in 2023. So the Black Sox scandal of the Chicago White Sox is what I'm saying, represents the first black female in 2023 of Blytheville, Arkansas, which it, of course, ties in to the Great Chicago Fire, because that's where they got the timber to rebuild the city at the time. That's what made Blytheville. That's actually what kind of put them on the map was that industry. And so then you can see now, okay, if you want to build an industry, create a need.
Of course. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, yeah. So what else you got?
Well, I think there's a whole lot in what you just said on record now.
Fantastic.
And you've tied in a lot of stuff that I would never have come up with. So I said about five wows during the conversation. I'll have to re-listen to this is one of those shows I'll have to re-listen to again and take my own notes after. Because when you do a show, when I'm in a conversation, I don't actually absorb as much as basically it's going in my head and I'm responding. But I like to re-listen to them afterwards and go, wow, well, there you go. Take some notes and then go and expand on it.
For sure.
Socks backwards. Socks also is XOS backwards. And there seems to be some kind of computer or some games, whatever. As you always say, XOS or software. There's something there with the backwards socks. The XOX spelling, what? SOX spelling.
Yeah, because now you have I wanted to make sure I didn't confuse anybody, because now you have like the current major league team in Boston is now called the Boston Red Sox.
Right. Yeah.
So it's a little bit ridiculous, but back when it was called the Black Sox scandal, it was because there was eight members of the Chicago White Sox. So
Is that where that saying "say it ain't so" when one of the players that admitted to cheating, Joe, which was the guy? There was a couple of famous players that were actually admitted to cheating, and there was
Joe DiMaggio.
It was before. Not Joe DiMaggio. It was someone else. Huh. It was like "say it ain't so." Please don't tell me you cheated. It was some famous baseball player that got caught out. I think it was probably in that game. I'm not sure. Anyway, we'll move on.
Well, because you have a Say It Ain't So Joe was a documentary about Richard Nixon.
Well, basically it's the same. They use the same thing. Yeah. It was like a famous baseball, but his fans, some young kid come up to him and said, "Say it ain't so. Please don't tell me that you cheated." And Richard Nixon, same thing. But I mean, really and truly, I mean, that whole Watergate thing, and you got the word "gate." Every time you see a news story and they've got "gate" in it, you're just going, just forget about it. Mm. You've been put into a gate. You've been herded into a little, just like the sheep, pushed into a little corral. And then they slam the gate after you, and you can sit there arguing about it for the rest of your life.
Right.
But yeah. Oh, that was fantastic, Dave. Fantastic time. And I don't think, we can do more on that. I don't think this is going to go away in a hurry. But the basic story of this fire is just strategic demolition and relocation. As you say,
to make the wild ways
rewild.
Rewilding is what's going on with that, and of course the to go back, of course you have the different characters we talked about. You have the different tie-ins with Chicago. The fact that Bush Jr., sometimes people call him Shrub, gave the Obama character the chest bump, just like the chest tap. And then how that ties in. So yeah, to me, it's like you just have to let it all play out. It's going to play out anyway. So then,
but you're right though. Basically, at the end of the day, you're just going to see what you've said. It's going to be rewilding of that area.
Yes, it's going to all be. It all gets rewilded. And then what they have people, and that's why most of your buildings now within cities is going to be up, just towers,
exactly.
High rise, which I'm guessing that's some of the buildings they're doing there are going up. Yeah, in your place.
Yep. Oh man, absolutely, 100%. Yep. And plus, what they do when we get floods or fires, every time they happen, the insurance premiums go up and up. And if you can even get an insurance premium, and they often will just say you can't build here anymore. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's just the way it is.
Yeah, and what was I going to say? I wanted to add to make sure that Boston. Now, just to go back to the Sox, it's all connected. But Boston, of course, is the same as 85 or McDonald's,
yeah.
And they're the Red Sox. So Boston Red Sox, Chicago White Sox, Chicago was known as the Black Sox when they were cheaters. So you have Boston and you have Chicago, both Sox, both the idea of covered feet, and then. And then both dealing with the idea of 85.
Here we go. So you're right. Shoeless Joe Jackson supposedly admitted testimony to a grand jury that he was one of eight Chicago White Sox baseball players who took bribes in the Cincinnati Reds to win the 1919, you love that date, 1919 World Series, yeah. So Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Cincinnati Reds too, yeah, the Reds.
Yep.
So then, that's interesting, the Reds. Yeah, I used to know the baseball stuff a lot more back when I was a kid, but I don't really watch it anymore. I just remember that.
It's what I've forgotten more than I know anymore. Yeah. It's there, but I just remember that saying, "H. So Joe," Shoeless Joe Jackson.
Joe Jackson, yeah. So there you go. Yeah. We got it going on. So I just noticed there. Then they I just wanted to make sure that all the different. That they're connected, although that through the 85 or through the idea of Santa Ana connects them. So then that spirit of idea. So then where did that spirit come from, or where did the influence come from to even do that? And of course that's all a contrivance as well. The whole shoe, all that is was malarkey as well. It's just put out for consumption so that it can be used today as a reference point, which I'm using today. So I'm using it. Yeah. So everything has to be put into place, in time or throughout history so that when it's played out later, that there's a place to look back to and say, oh, that happened then or that happened then. So then, otherwise it would be
on this day. On this day,
this, that, and the other thing happened. So, I found that's quite interesting. Very good, Rick.
Fantastic. Well, all right, we'll wind it up soon. But so, Dave, have you had anything relaxing to puff on since I spoke to you last 7 days ago that tie in with any of this, speaking of smoke and fire and spark?
I sparked up some banana kush.
Banana Kush. Now that sounds good.
Actually, it does have a real nice kind. How would I describe the smell? Well, the reason it's called Banana Kush because it's kind of it smells like the inside of a banana peel in a way.
Nice.
Yeah, and anytime that I find a bud that has that sort of smell, it's usually very relaxing. And in this case, this is probably like a 60-40. So you're talking about 60 indica percent, 40 sativa. So it's more of a body relaxation.
I need some of that.
Yeah.
I need some of that to knock me out. Knock me out to sleep at night.
Yeah. And it's a nice kind of, and it does have some yellow kind of like yellow, a little bit yellow hairs. More so than red, because sometimes you'll get some kushes with a lot of red hairs, and this has more yellow. And it's just anytime you have that kind of if there's another one called papaya, which also kind of has that.
Hey, I've been eating papaya lately.
Yeah,
fantastic. Yeah, I love papaya.
So if you took the inside, if you just scraped just the outside skin and just smelled the inside of the outside skin, that's kind of what the smell reminds you of. It's that kind of like dankness. That's the type of smell you get from banana kush and papaya, all these different ones that are named after fruits. will generally smell like the inside of the rind or the peel.
Nice
and
one.
Yeah, it's very, it was excellent. It's very good.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Very good. And I did before I forget, another connection to the Cash and the Elvis is Elvis is known as the King.
Yeah.
Cash, born Kingsland. The idea of the returning king. The king, remember I told you about the McDonald's then, and the Hindu idea of the returning king, or Lord Vishnu, that idea. So then also the Antichrist or the return. And of course, this is all,
and
circling
the ring,
around.
And the return of the king, the Lord of the Rings, mm-hmm. The rings. Of fire.
But, and also, yeah, Lord of the Rings, rings, three. Remember,
three,
ring is yep, three.
Three,
3 6 9.
Three ring circus.
3 6 9. 3 6 9 is the three ring circus. And yep. that's the whole idea of the three ring circus too, is that's the meaning of 3 6 9 or the three rings. Because if you didn't add that up, what do you get? 18 9. So you're back to the idea of the idol. You know, so then it's like, what idol is, or what idol in time or in present time? So the nine, pushed over becomes the six, the 69 is the 69 is really just the idea of idol in time. So as soon as an idol gets put into motion, let's say that you have an idol in your mind, which is a bunch of nines sitting there. As soon as you push that into motion, it's 69, 69, 69, because you're consuming itself. The present time is consuming the idol. So the idol is motivating the time to be spent. All right.
Yeah.
So then all of these different things, and also the characters, like the, Johnson character and these others, they started in what's called juke joints. Now juke is to move quickly from one side to the other in order to not get caught, like a football move. You're going to juke. So you're going to come at somebody and faint or juke, and it's going to throw them off. So a juke joint, just in the common usage of the word right now, is to be lied to. Quite literally. And of course, this character here, the character of Robert Johnson, RJ, is that a lot of his songs were talking about, because he was, to me, he's just put there in time as a character. And then the songs he has said, because they're going to say, oh, he sold his soul at the crossroads. And do you know what they said was going to happen in, there's two different stories. The one I gave you about the succubus, which is one that's kind of more shown today. But if you listen to the original, one of the so-called, juke joint players, to where he would play their guitar when they were, taking a break. He said that if you go to the crossroads just before midnight, you would have to just start playing something, and then a big black man would walk up, take your guitar, play something, and hand it back to you. That was like the extent of it. Now it's been changed to more show kind of the succubus idea. But also then that once you were given that power, because what happened was the Johnson character asked simply for to be the best juke player or blues player, this, that, and the other, but without a time limit, saying, I want to be the best. Instead, he could have said, I want to be the best blues player and live till the age of 100. That's not what the story says. The story says, I want to be known as the best blues player, period.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
You got it. That doesn't take long. We'll create a story. You get, this many songs, and then these become what's called, the best blues or the root of the blues or the this, that, and the other. And then, of course, you exit stage left because you forgot to actually think about what you were asking for. Because if I'm an employer and and I can be done with you in a year or two and not have to worry about you for 80 years, you're gone in two.
Yeah, you know that Ralph Macchio Crossroads movie. I have to say, I actually enjoyed that because had Steve Vai playing the and the guy that plays Lucifer actually looks incredibly like Puff Daddy by coincidence. You ever seen the movie Crossroads?
No, I have not.
Oh, look, highly recommend it because if you want to, it's Ralph Macchio, you know, Kid Karate Kid.
I do like him.
Oh yeah, but like Steve Vai, Frank Zappa's guitarist, plays the guy that the Satan says this is the guy you got to beat. This guitarist here.
And you know why I like Macchio? Because as a kid, I was like, I think I could take him. I think I could take him of anybody. I think I could go up against him.
Well, he's back again doing. They've rebooted the whole Karate Kid, and it's, I forget what they call it, but it's back again. He's acting again, but. The movie Crossroads, he plays a young kid who wants to be the best guitarist ever, and he's got a old black mentor who takes him up to the. I think they go to the crossroads, and the devil's waiting for him. But the guy that plays Lucifer himself, he looks very similar to P. Diddy. I'll have to say that just by coincidence. But if you want to see some fantastic guitarists, it's what's his name? The guy there was it's Steve Vai versus. Roy Cooter. Roy Cooter is the other guitarist. So Ralph Macchio is pretending to play Roy Cooter. It's Roy Cooter actually playing the guitar. Well worth seeing though if you like guitar. And I highly recommend that movie.
Oh yeah, I'll take a look at that for sure.
Guitar people, yeah, for sure. Hey Dave, I'm gonna go.
Oh okay.
Another fantastic show, better than the last. And this is a very relevant show for the bellows of the Santa Ana blowing on the city of Los Angeles. But yeah, and you've got a song I think play at the end of it. You pick the song.
Yeah, this is it. Sweet goodbye. Bongversations
22
is over.
Well, truthmeets.com to listen to it live with the music, and Dave J's got the YouTube site to play. Will be released very shortly.
I'll put up some with some of the different like some of the stuff from the park. The before and the after of the sets.
Yeah, do so.
And some other pictures of some of the stuff we talked about just to kind of fill in the blanks. All right, so I'm going to send out the bot. Bye, bot.
Do so.
Sei con me, con me. luna, tú seguirás.